The 2005 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac has arrived in our offices. It's reached American homes for the 213th year. Much of the almanac's shtick, if we can use that word, is forecasting the future. The latest edition features descriptions of new technology and also a long, long, long-range weather forecast. Its publisher is John Pierce.
The heart of the Old Farmer's Almanac and every true almanac is a calendar of the heavens, and that is absolutely predictable information: sunrise, sunset, phases of the moon, the rising and setting of the moon. And so it seemed like a logical leap for this almanac and other publications to try predicting other aspects of life.
And you claim something like an 80% success rate for your weather forecasts over a long period of time. You're smiling. Are you backing off the 80%?
Well, no. This year we did not hit 80%. We're freely admitting that. We did not expect the summer to be as cool as it was pretty much nationwide. We thought we'd have a more normal summer. We did anticipate this general cooling trend. And in fact, we're predicting a summer for next summer similar to this past one, because according to our analysis of solar cycles, the Earth is moving into a cooler phase where we'll have colder winters and cooler summers for the next 10 years.
How do you get into this line of work anyway?
Well, it probably helps if you grow up on a farm, as I did, a small dairy farm, and went to school, studied English literature, and thought, what am I going to do now that I have this useless degree? And I thought, maybe I could go into publishing. And lo and behold, I got a job at the Old Farmer's Almanac, and I never left because it's just great fun.
You didn't ever sell ads there, did you?
Over the years, yes, I have.
Like the blacklisted cancer treatment that could save your life. Embarrassed by thin hair, and there's going to be a solution. Ringing in the ears, here's great news for you. Dr. John's special eardrops.
The early issues of the Old Farmer's Almanac in the earlier part of the 19th century were sold around rural areas by itinerant peddlers. And these would be the same people who would sell, you know, the elixirs and potions, as well as, you know, useful things like pots and pans. So there has always been a connection between the Old Farmer's Almanac and kind of that snake oil home remedy type phenomenon. It is part of the charm of the almanac. There is no question.
You know, my grandfather was a farmer. I don't know if he got the Farmer's Almanac, but he gave me the best weather forecast ever. One morning he said, I can tell you the weather for any day for the rest of your life. It's going to be partly sunny and partly cloudy.
And he was partly right.
John Pierce is the publisher of the Old Farmer's Almanac 2005 edition. Thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.